in the east of England. Scandal, you may say, but something we've now put wrong. And that's since 1979, so we've been waiting on that quite patiently. It's also, for me, particularly interesting, the first time the university had been a lead partner in bringing the British Art Show to a city in England. And whilst we've had a lot of partners, we've helped with it. I'm very pleased my university has helped the right thing to do to bring the British Art Show to Norwich. And it's also the first time Norwich University of the Arts and Norwich Arsenal Museum have collaborated on such a big project. I'm sure it will not be the last. We're delighted with the outcome, and we hope that when you go around the show in the course of the evening of the next few weeks, you will be as pleased as we are that we finally brought the British Art Show to our city. I was asked by my governing council when I said we may need to invest some money into this, why would we do this? And for me the answer was simple, and pleasingly a simple answer often to British people. This is an ambition we've had here since 1991. Linda the Morris we set up in St. Indian Peace International, and more recently our own New East Gallery and Professor Neil Powell and Dr. Caroline Fisher. All these projects are about promotion and support of new artists, younger artists, and a commitment to show their work, and in particular, I suppose, a commitment to show their work outside of London. So for us, it's the logical step of what we do here. Here we educate and promote the next generation of our country's artists, and this is the generation that's above our current graduates.